Hey everybody, it's Eric from Brell & Hatchett, and thank you for checking out another HatchettCast episode here on Spotify. And today we're going to be talking about what's in store for 2024, specifically within Barrel & Hatchett. But before we get started, make sure you guys go hit the subscribe button on Spotify. If you watch our YouTube channel, go hit the subscribe button on YouTube. We were looking at the numbers, and we found that only 30% of the people who actually watch the channel are subscribed to the channel. So easy way to support the channel is just go subscribe. And we are planning on being a lot more active on Spotify this year. So today's episode, what we're gonna be talking about is what is in store for 2024 with Barrel & Hatchett, and specifically this show here on Spotify. So a couple of things that we were discussing about what we want the show to be about, what we want it to provide to you, the listener or the viewer, is we plan on doing a lot more interviews with people who are assets to their community, and pretty much interviewing them about their trade skills, how that trade skill is applicable to preparedness or how it's beneficial to a group when crap hits the fan type of situation. So for example, we have a good friend, Bill, who is a machinist and a welder. Well, obviously that could be a very useful skill in the end times or in, crap hits the fan type moment. So he'll talk about those trade skills, about welding or machining. We also have a buddy named Hudson, who is a mechanic, or Rich, a mechanic, and how that is important to have in your group, and having them talk about their trade skills and also some basic things about, if you want to be a little bit more handy or some things that you can learn that are easy to kind of get away with if you don't have it. A welder, well, here's some tips or some ways that you can go learn some basic steps in that trade skill, so that way you at least have a small benefit to your group, even if you don't have an actual welder or a mechanic. So stuff like that is who we plan on interviewing. And also we plan on interviewing interesting people who have interesting stories as well. So like either war stories or adventure stories or experiences in life that are just really, really interesting, that focus on preparedness or how they have been an asset to their people or their group, or if they have good training points and lessons learned that we can talk about, and also things that we can learn about when it comes to mindset. So leadership mindset or mental health issues that they can talk about. Those are the types of things that we want to start incorporating into the channel. And we believe that there are some really big things that you should be training on to be an asset to your group. Obviously, mental health is a big one. And you can definitely train on mental health issues. So say, for example, I'm getting ready to go to war. Well, I need to mentally prepare for that. And what are some things that, people experience as a byproduct of being in conflict for a long period of time? They have a high state of readiness. They have constant alertness. They're always scanning and looking for things. Well, talking about mental health practices that can help you wind down from that, so that way you can kind of integrate back into society, or being able to problem solve on the fly. Those are important issues. And specifically with mental health, there's a big problem here in the West of suicides, especially amongst young men and veterans. There's a massive crisis with suicides. And so we're going to be talking about that a lot more on the channel. And those are some things that we really want to put a focus on. The other one is also talking about current events and how they apply. So pretty much like an intel brief about current events and things that are happening around the world, and how you can be more informed about what's happening and have a healthy, keyword healthy, dose of intel to make sure you're staying up to date and in the loop, so that way you don't have your head in the sand. So we will be talking about that, and also people who are involved in those types of current events. So, if we have somebody that's, just came back from the conflict in Gaza or in Ukraine, and we'd like to have those people on for interviews to talk about their perspective about that specific topic. The other one is obviously, this is my passion, but conspiracy type stuff. So like mysteries and things of the world. Right now I'm actually reading a book on giants by Doug Van Dorn. I'm a big fan of the Blurry Creatures podcast and also the Haunted Cosmos podcast. So I'll be bringing a little bit of that in there. So for all you guys who are into, the UFO subject or the paranormal type stuff or, cryptid type things, I'll definitely be scratching that itch here on the podcast every few episodes or so. I also think specifically there are a lot of people who are in power that want to keep things under wraps that are in very nefarious things behind the scenes or involved in some very dark stuff. So it'd be really cool to have people who are informed about some of those things to come and expose that and talk about it here on the podcast. I know that, you know, back in the day, people were saying, well, you know, human trafficking and child sex trafficking, there's a huge market and blah, blah, underground black market. That's just a conspiracy. Well, now we're finding out it's not. And now we're finding out that it's a very real issue and it's very, very evil. And that needs to be exposed and brought to light. And there's some great podcasters now who are doing that now, like Sean Ryan, you know, and other podcasters like himself who are trying to bring that to the surface. So we will be talking about that. So what, honestly, real quick, let's just go do a quick intel dump on what do you think is going to happen in 2024 globally? Are we going to go into a state of war? Is the West going to go to war with the East? Is it going to be World War III for 2024? So just some couple small things that I found that were very interesting that have happened literally within the past week or so. Kim Jong-un has actually told his military and his country that they need to increase their war readiness and that they actually need to prepare for war in the upcoming year. The Chinese military, actually the Chinese Communist Party, just did a huge military leadership shuffle and actually fired 9 of their top military leaders and had them immediately replaced with new leadership, which is very interesting. It'd be on the same par as like, all of a sudden the Secretary of Defense got fired and replaced, and multiple other high political positions in the military were shuffled around. So that's a big deal, and I think it's going to be more because of, I think China's getting ready for war. They're preparing for a conflict with the West because of the interference with Taiwan. And also, Russia just did the biggest bombardment in Ukraine to date. And Putin actually just said in a speech recently, which is very interesting, that Russia is not at war with the Ukrainian people, that it is at war with the West and NATO. So that's kind of an interesting statement. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Border is also extremely porous. There's a massive amount of people that just came across the border again. They're continuously coming across the border, but that there is a process that's happening where they are being incentivized to cross the border here in the U.S. and also given tons of benefits and tons of things. It's almost like it's incentivized or planned to have a massive migration coming into the U.S. You have to ask the question, like, why is this happening? Is it because of poor policy or is it deliberate destruction? So it's very interesting that there's a Civil War movie coming out from Hollywood, of all places, saying that there's going to be a Civil War happening, you know, and it's almost like it's conditioning the public to accept that Civil War is coming. We do have the election, elections here for the presidency here in the United States, which is, boy, that's going to be spicy. I mean, talk about polarized here in this country. It is so polarized. It's insane. Some other funny facts and fun facts is if you guys have ever read The Fourth Turning, it's a very interesting book. It was written in the 90s by a couple of mathematicians, but essentially the premise is that every 80 years, there's a massive event that happens that changes the direction and the path of American history. So for example, 80 years from today, or 80 years from now, it was the end of World War II. 80 years from that was the end of the Civil War. 80 years from that was the end of the Revolutionary War. So 2024, according to the Fourth Turning book, which you should definitely go pick up and read, is supposed to be a huge year for the United States in terms of events and the way that the U.S. is, the direction that it's heading. So we'll see. It'll be spicy. Another interesting fact is Baba Vanga. She passed away a long time ago. I think it was like 26 years ago or so. But she was this medium that lived in Russia, and she had all these predictions that came true. There's actually a documentary about her, very interesting. For my Christian brothers and sisters, definitely watch it with a biblical lens and have that filter on. But She predicted in 2024, there's going to be an assassination attempt on Putin. There's going to be a bunch of terrorist attacks in Europe. There's going to be an economic crisis, and that there will be a power shift from the East to the West, or excuse me, the West to the East. So the Eastern powers will, essentially China, will become the new superpower in 2024. Even Nostradamus, which if you guys know who that is, also had a prediction that there's going to be a naval conflict, or China will be involved in a naval conflict in 2024. So there's a lot of interesting predictions that are around 2024. And I think it's going to be a very special year, not only for Barrel and Hatchet, but globally. So it's more of a reason, and I say all those things because it's more reason to just continuously invest in yourself and go train. It's a good reason to continuously prepare your family and prepare your group and your community, and make sure you have everything that you need for whatever comes this year. I think, if anything, a very important lesson is going to be, make sure you cherish every moment of every day with your loved ones, your family. You know, I've got kids, I have a family, I'm married, and I literally cherish every day as a blessing, because you're not promised tomorrow, but you do have right now. So, all this stuff could happen and, whatever, and you're already ready and you're prepared, and you could die in a car crash, like on the way home from work. So just be thankful for every moment that you're alive, every moment that you have with your family, and cherish those moments. And that kind of goes back to that mindset and being an asset to your family. So 2024 is a great reason to start training, a great reason to be more prepared and invest in yourself, and to be the asset to your family, your friends, and your community. And here on the Hatchet Cast podcast, we are going to be talking about all those kinds of things and how we can be better prepared to help build each other up and to build you up, so that way we are all ready for whatever comes in 2024. Anyways, guys, make sure you guys go hit the subscribe button. We will see you on the next episode. Make sure you're the asset, not the liability, and we'll see you.